On Monday, the hosts of WFHB's African American Public Affairs show, Bring It On, sat down with two members of the Indiana State Police Department to discuss recent police shootings and citizen responses. Hosts William Hosea and Amrita Meyer spoke with Sergeant Todd Durnell and Captain Ruben Marty. We bring you a portion of their conversation now for today's WFHB Community Report.
So when you call the police to a situation, you want them there not to throw fuel on the fire, but more like the fire department, you want them to put the fire out. Are there officers that choose to escalate things? Yeah, they exist. And like Captain Marte said, the idea is to weed them out. There's no magical test that we can give somebody before we choose them to come through the academy to know that they're not going to do that. We have to watch them. And we have to find out about these things either through other officers saying something about it or through the community saying something about it or an individual. And that also, is the person who complains about it needs to follow up. You know, call in a little bit later and find out, hey, what happened? What did the officer say? Why did he do that?
Let me ask you a question. A place like Ferguson, Missouri, a person files a complaint and it's like, what's the use?
The stats out of there are pretty appalling. Baltimore,
and the Justice Department has identified other cities that were using the same techniques to fund their operations on the backs of minorities. So in a case like that, I file a complaint. You know, what for? I know what the outcome is going to be.
Well,
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I understand. And I would say that we still file that complaint and we still follow up on it because that's your right to do so, and that's how it's supposed to work. And even though the system there is broken, how is anybody going to know that it's broken unless somebody's trying to use it?
Without a record of it.
Without a record of it. And I would say, like I tell people all the time, a lot of things that we deal with that turn out to be civil, and we can't do civil matters as a state trooper. But I'll tell people, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but I'll tell you this. Document everything. Write it down. Times, who was with you, that means a lot. And so document this complaint that you've made and follow up on it. Now, I will tell you this, that I'm not perfect and I've made mistakes also. I told an individual who was feeding me a story that was incorrect, and there's no doubt in my mind that it was incorrect. And I told him that his story was, I actually used the word crap. Okay?
And I think you're allowed to do that.
Well, I got in trouble for that.
You called him on it.
He complained.
Sure.
And my supervisor informed me, we do not want Indiana State Troopers talking that way. Mm. Now, in today's society, that word is not looked badly upon, right? Okay, but there's that higher standard, and I was called out about it.
And I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm glad you use that as an example because these are the things the public is not aware of. The media is not going to worry about that. That's not what they see. Right. But I go back. And the reason I was sitting here and smiling because some of the questions are being asked, I truly recommend, and I'm going to say it again, I'm not here advocating for Bloomington Police Department Academy. But I'm telling you, as citizens, if you go through that, a lot of the questions that you're asking right now, you would think, wow, I didn't understand it. I didn't know. The escalation, that's been going on for a long time. We call it verbal judo when we first came through it. They just changed the name.
Yeah.
It's been around for a very long time. And regardless of the way the person, and we're, as human beings, we all going to make mistakes. He told you what happened to him, but the media is not going to realize that. It's not, and really, truly, that doesn't really make news, to be honest with you. However, when it comes to discussing or talking to someone in the public, and I'm going back again to traffic stop because I think that's what you really want to talk about, you know, not everyone receives the same training. Us as Indiana State Police, we receive a certain amount of training. The locals may not to say that they are not held to higher standing as well, we can't actually, when you mentioned Ferguson and Baltimore,
I understand. I was talking about your particular unit. I understand that every department is different.
Absolutely.
I understand.
Yes. And for us, if we're going to talk about us, then yes, we could tell you exactly because we know the Indiana State Police.
We can't ask you to talk about something you're not familiar with.
Exactly. So when mentioned about Ferguson, why would you? Why shouldn't you? Because that chief of police was appointed by someone, was the mayor. The mayor was voted in, if I'm correct.
But doesn't it make sense that people would become disillusioned when they know that the system is stacked against them and there's 80 warrants out per human individual in Ferguson?
That is not right.
People just give up.
Remember what I said about educating the public?
Yeah, people give up. I'm thinking of the fact that everyone in Bloomington is a little bit frustrated that if you want to get dash cam or body cam video footage now from here in town, it's going to cost a lot more money than it used to. Mm-hmm. This just was published in the local newspapers in the last 2 weeks. And citizens are outraged because we're being told that, hey, you know, this is one of the things that Bloomington is doing to make sure that everyone's being held accountable is to have those body cameras.
Yep.
And now we're being told that if we want to solicit that footage, we're going to have to pay a whole lot more money.
Well, that's probably because of, and I don't know if they made this known or not, but with the laws that have come out with that, there's a lot that has to be done with those tapes before they're ever released. It's very costly for the department.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
So that needs to be known by the public that, hey, it's not just a video that you take on your phone and here, I'll pass it to you and pass it to you. We're responsible for many things on there. We can't let anybody.
But that's going to make it difficult for poorer citizens. Often you see the ties between class and race and police interactions. This is going to make it even more difficult for homeless, indigent, or impoverished people to who are already having a hard time getting legal representation to be able to get body cam
footage.
Well,
that's true, but at the same time, it's designed to protect the rights of people also.
Okay, let me ask you this. With laws and statutes like that, don't they end up empowering people to break out the cell phones? And when people do that, the video gets out there before you get a chance to tell your story.
That's true.
That's very true. And one of the things is this, that when you mentioned that, because I don't have all the facts as far as what's happening here in Bloomington. I don't know. I don't have all those facts. So I can't comment on that. But what he said is 100% correct. You got a lot of people out there with phones. I venture to say it's going to be a lot on you. I think that's a good thing. If it's out there and if it shows that things went the way it's supposed to go, so be it. And if it did not, let's hold the people accountable.
That was Indiana State Police Sergeant Todd Durnell and Captain Ruben Marty speaking this past Monday on WFHB's Bring It On. You can hear the entire conversation at wfhb.org/bringiton.